We'll have a quick class on the blessing we make over learning Torah. We know that we have a mitzvah to learn Torah day and night. And the Talmud tells us that everyone was wondering why the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. As the Navi records, they said, Al meh avda ha'aretz. Why? Why was the land of Israel destroyed? And they asked the prophets, and they asked the angels, and they asked the wise men. No one could figure it out. We knew we weren't perfect. We knew we were doing certain things wrong. But we couldn't figure out. We were learning Torah. We had so many merits that no one could figure out why those merits didn't protect us after everything we did wrong. We still did many things right. So it says, The only one who gave the answer was Hashem himself. Hashem said, the reason the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and the Jews were exiled was Al Shelo Berechu Batorah Techila. Shelo Berechu, they didn't make a bracha, they didn't make a blessing before they learned Torah. So they're learning Torah, even though that's the most meritorious thing a person can do, but it didn't hold the value it should have held, because they didn't bless before they were learning. In other words, they learned Torah as a science, as something which was interesting, and when they approached Torah and they didn't approach it with the correct approach of making a blessing, I'm doing a mitzvah, so then that merit didn't protect them when they did other things that were wrong. So there's this key concept that we make a blessing before we learn Torah. We're not just studying science. I have relatives who call every so often. And when they call, we don't really have anything to talk about. So I shift the conversation to tell them something interesting I just learned. But I know they don't daven. So how could I talk to them Torah? You're not allowed to learn Torah if you didn't make a blessing over learning Torah. So sometimes I'll tell them, you know, maybe I'll make a blessing over learning Torah. I assume you didn't get to do that yet today. And they'll go, right. And I'll say, okay, so let's make the blessing together. And then they make the blessing. And then I start sharing with them different things I learned that day. Because you're not supposed to learn Torah without making a blessing first. So in the morning when we wake up, we wash our hands, we cleanse ourselves. And one of the first blessings we make is over learning Torah. The blessings over learning Torah, there's more than one. So the first thing we say is, we have Sfardim here. Everyone's Ashkenazi here. Ah, Sfardim. So, okay. Ashkenazim say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, blessed are you Hashem, our God, King of the world, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzotav V'tzivanu, who made us holy, sanctified us through His commandments, and told us and commanded us. So Ashkenazim say, La'asok B'divrei Torah, to deal in the words of Torah, to delve into the words of Torah. Sfardim, some Sfardim make the blessing al divrei Torah. They don't say the word la'asok. They make the blessing al divrei Torah. Two different versions of what it says in the Gemara. We have two opinions as to what the correct version is. So that's the first blessing we're making about dealing in Torah. La'asok b'divrei Torah. And then we continue and say, v'ha'arev na. Anyone know what the word v'arev na means? Na means please. V'ha'arev. Arev means sweet. When you eat something that's delicious to your mouth, that's called arev. Something sweet, delicious. V'ha'arev na Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, please make it sweet and delicious. Et divrei Toratcha. Your words of Torah, make them sweet and delicious. Befinu, in our mouths. And in the mouths of all of Israel, let us and our descendants be, and our descendants' descendants, let them all be, kulanu yodei shemecha, let us all know your name, let us all connect to you, understand you. Vilomedei toratecha lishma, may we learn your Torah for its real purpose. That's very hard. Whenever we learn Torah, we know we should be learning it for the right reasons, and it's very hard to get to 100%, to be at a point where I'm doing it for the right reason. I'm doing it for the right reason and other reasons. So we, in our blessing, we request, Hashem, help us get it right, that we should do it only for the right reason. What other reasons? Well, I want to know Torah, I want to show people I know Torah, I want my parents to be proud of me, my friends to look up to me, I want to be able to lead a Torah lifestyle. There's the essence of Torah, it has its value. God gave me something, it's valuable in its own merit. So there are levels of doing it for its own sake. There's a level where a person says, I don't want to look like a dunce when I come to shul, I want to look like I know what I'm doing. That's not the real reason you're supposed to learn Torah. Supposed to learn Torah because you want to know what Hashem is teaching. I'm learning the word of Hashem. If I'm learning Torah because it looks good, it'll be good on my resume. Those are all reasons which are okay, but they're not the ideal. To learn it for the real sake of learning Torah, it's hard to get to a point of that purity. Person might say, I want to get married one day. I want my wife to think I'm a decent human being. There are many reasons, external reasons, which are not bad. They're just not perfect. So when we make the blessing, we ask, we should learn Torah for its real pure sake.
When you're learning the actual Torah, like, but you're not really thinking about that, you're learning it. So the motivation maybe when you sat down to learn was this, and then the end of being, but you just...
Okay. For sure, we outgrow our motivation. Very often our motivation is tainted. Rabbi Akiva's wife motivated him to learn Torah, but then he purified his reasons. For sure, we very often start for the wrong reasons. Yeah, in many things in life, yeah. Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Hamlamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael, who teaches Torah to his people Israel. We believe that to get Torah right needs a special heavenly assistance. You're trying to understand the words of Hashem. Well, it needs a siyata dishmaya, help from above. Because just learning it, it's going to be hard to get it right. You're going to get it almost right. You're going to get the ideas. But to get it, to really get it right, so we want Hashem's help. And that's why we say at the end of the blessing, you Hashem are the teacher of Israel. You continue teaching us. I'm the mid Torah. In the present tense. Okay, so that's the first blessing on learning Torah. We have others. We'll learn them as the weeks go by. The Chafetz Chaim writes that we should be careful to have kavanah in this blessing, because this is where we pray that our children should also get it right. Within this blessing, we say, let us and our descendants and their descendants all connect to you, Hashem, and learn Torah for the right reasons. So this is where you're really praying over future generations. So the Chafetz Chaim says, make a point of pausing and focusing when you say that.